Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you've ever found yourself feeling angry and bitter about something that someone did or didn't do, and struggling to let go of your hurt and anger, then you'll know just how much resentment can slowly eat away at your soul. Resentment can subtly take control of your thoughts, leading you down a path of constant anger and bitterness, like that cranky old lady in Gremlins. But what if I told you that letting go of resentment could be the key to not just peace of mind, but also to better mental health? Today, I'm sharing how to let go of resentment and anger. So, let's talk. Hi, I'm Jeremy Godwin, writer and mental health counselor, and I used to be a world champion at holding grudges. But over the past few years, I finally learned to let go more and to make my own peace of mind a priority. After all, nobody can give you peace of mind but yourself. A big part of that mindset shift involves learning how to let go of resentment so you're not carrying around anger or bitterness. So, what is resentment? Resentment is a complex emotion that arises when we feel wronged or like we've been mistreated. In terms of mental health, resentment can be a bit like a toxin that seeps into our well-being, slowly poisoning our outlook on life and our interactions with others. It's not just about feeling angry. It's an ongoing grudge that can consume us. Why is overcoming resentment important? It's important for lots of reasons, but the main one is this. If you let resentment fester, it tends to grow and eat away at your soul. And before you know it, you're angry at everyone and everything, which is basically the opposite of peace of mind, just FYI. Left unchecked, resentment can also lead to a host of mental health issues like chronic stress, depression, and a general decrease in life satisfaction. It can trap you in a cycle of negativity, affecting your relationships, your work, and your overall outlook on life. So let's talk about how to overcome anger and bitterness. Tip 1. Acknowledge your feelings. You can't begin to address resentment without first admitting it's there and accepting it. This might sound simple, but it's often the hardest step. Acknowledging your feelings isn't just about justifying them. It's about understanding them. This first step is crucial because it allows you to start processing those emotions in a healthy way in order to find acceptance. Tip 2, focus on what you can control. Resentment often comes from a place of feeling powerless, but you're not. You're always in control of what you choose to do and say. Redirect your energy towards what you can control: your reactions, your mindset, and your actions. This shift in focus empowers you, reducing feelings of helplessness that fuel resentment. Tip 3, focus on solutions. Focusing on problems is easy to do, but it doesn't serve any practical purpose other than to keep you stuck in problem mode. What you look for is what you will find. So start turning your focus towards possible solutions instead. Ask yourself, what can be done to resolve this issue? This proactive approach shifts your focus from stewing in negative emotions to actively seeking solutions, which can alleviate feelings of anger and bitterness. Tip 4, reframe your thoughts. Challenge yourself and change how you think about the situation that caused resentment. For example, instead of thinking, "This always happens to me," try thinking, "This was an unfortunate incident, but I can cope and move on." Reframing your thoughts can alter your emotional response to them and also help you to see the situation as a learning opportunity instead of a catastrophe or injustice. Tip 5, create a letting go ritual. The act of letting go can be incredibly freeing, and rituals can provide a sense of closure and help you to process your emotions and release resentment. You could do something symbolic, like writing down your resentful thoughts on paper and then tearing it up or burning it. Safely, please. Here's the thing. Carrying around resentment means being weighed down by a heavy burden that serves no useful purpose. All it does is make you feel worse about yourself. free yourself from the chains of your past hurts and disappointments, and focus instead on taking steps towards a lighter, freer, happier life. You've got this. If this video was helpful, please give it a like, and you can listen to me share more tips on resentment and other topics in the Let's Talk About Mental Health podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. There's a link to it in the description, or head to ltamh.com. Thanks for joining me today, and talk to you next time. Thank you to my amazing Patreon supporters. Join now for early episode access and ad-free content. It's linked in the episode description.